Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miavalli, and we're speaking about St. Joseph in the messages of Our Lady of America. Now, we spoke about in the earlier segments the fact that, again, these messages have the imprimatur of the local bishop of the time, Archbishop Paul Leopold, and Archbishop, now Cardinal-elect Raymond Burke of St. Louis, has sent a letter to each and every bishop in the United States asking them to consider complying with the request of Our Lady of America in having a solemn procession of an image of Our Lady of America brought into the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, the Basilica, our National Basilica in Washington, D.C., and also confirms the authenticity, at least in the sense that canonically what the Archbishop at the time did already constitutes an ecclesiastical or a church approval. Now, these messages on St. Joseph are particularly profound, and this is March 19th, 1958. I want to return again to the message he gives on his feast day and see the importance of what he says. And then he will continue with a vision of himself and a new call of devotion. Again, this is March 19th, 1958. Once again, "My child, I desire a day to be set aside to honor my fatherhood. The privilege of being chosen by God to be the virgin father of his son was mine alone. And no honor, excluding that bestowed upon my holy spouse, was ever or will ever be as sublime or as high as this. The Holy Trinity desires thus to honor me, that in my unique fatherhood, all fatherhood might be blessed. Dear child, I was king in the little home of Nazareth, for I sheltered within it the Prince of Peace and the Queen of Heaven. To me they looked for protection and sustenance, and I did not fail them. I received from them the deepest love and reverence, for in me they saw him whose place I took over them. So the head of the family must be loved, obeyed, and respected, and in return be a true father and protector to those under his care. In honoring in a special way my fatherhood, you also honor Jesus and Mary. The Divine Trinity has placed into our keeping the peace of the world. The imitation of the Holy Family, my child, of the virtues we practiced in our little home at Nazareth, is the way for all souls, so that peace which comes from God alone and which none other can give. Then suddenly, as he ceased speaking, I was favored with a unique and marvelous vision of the glorious Saint Joseph. He seemed suspended, as it were, a short distance above what had the appearance of a large globe with clouds moving about it. His head was slightly raised, the eyes gazing upward as if in ecstasy. The hands were in a position similar to that of a priest during the celebration of Holy Mass, only they extended upward somewhat. The color of his hair, as also of his rather small and slightly forked beard, seemed a very dark brown. His eyes resembled in color the hair and beard. He was clothed in a white robe that reached to his ankles. Over this he wore a sort of cloak which did not come together at the throat, but covering the shoulders and draped gracefully over each arm, reached to the hem of the robe. The cloak at times had, or seemed to have, the appearance of a brown, sometimes a purple hue, or perhaps a slight blending of the two. The belt about his waist was of a gold color, as were his sandals. His appearance, though quite youthful, gave at the same time the impression of rare maturity combined with great strength. He seemed a bit taller than medium height. The lines of his face appeared strong and purposeful, softened somewhat by a gentle serenity. I also saw his most pure heart at this time. Moreover, I saw the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove hovering above his head. Standing sidewise, facing each other, were two angels, one on the right and the other on the left. Each carried what appeared to be a small pillow in a satin covering, the pillow on the right bearing a gold crown, the one on the left a gold scepter. The angels were all white, even their faces and hair. It was a beautiful whiteness that reminded me of the stainlessness of heaven. Then I heard these words, "Thus should he be honored whom the king desires to honor." When the vision ended, St. Joseph, before taking leave, spoke to me in the following manner. "The Holy Father need have no fear, for I have been appointed his special protector. As God chose me to be the special guardian of his Son, so has he chosen me to be the special guardian of him who in Christ's name is head of the mystical body of that same Son on earth. My special protection of the Holy Father and the Church should be made known to him. God wishes to make this known to him, that he may receive thereby renewed consolation and encouragement. Lovely child, precious to the heart of your spiritual father, I will come again on the last Sunday of this month. Jesus and Mary will come also in a special visit. Receive my blessing. So there we have a vision of Saint Joseph and also the revelation of his pure heart. Now, on March 30th, 1958, we have the fullness of heaven's desire that at this point of history, heaven desires the heart of Saint Joseph to be honored along with the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Not on a level of equality, just like the heart of Mary is not honored on a level of equality with Jesus, but honored in union with hearts of the Holy Family and its instruments for peace in the world. The message of March 30th, 1958 reads, as he had promised, Saint Joseph came again on March 30th. His requests were similar to those of Our Lady and the first Saturday. The sacred hearts of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph have been chosen by the Most Holy Trinity to bring peace to the world. Hence, their request for special love and honor, also in particular, reparation and imitation. These are the words of Saint Joseph as recorded on March 30th, and I quote, I am the protector of the church and the home, as I was the protector of Christ and his mother while I lived upon earth. Jesus and Mary desire that my pure heart, so long hidden and unknown, be honored now in a special way. Let my heart, so long hidden and unknown, let the children honor my most pure heart in a special manner on first Wednesdays of the month by reciting the joyful mysteries of the Rosary in memory of my life with Jesus and Mary and the love I bore them, the sorrow I suffered with them. Let them receive Holy Communion in union with the love with which I received the Savior for the first time and each time I held him in my arms. Those who honor me in this way will be consoled by my presence at their death, and I myself will conduct them safely into the presence of Jesus and Mary. I will come again, little child of my most pure heart. Until then, continue in patience and humility, which is so pleasing to God. As Saint Joseph had promised, Jesus and Mary also came on March 30th. Jesus had the appearance of a boy about 15 or 16 years old. He spoke to me first. It was about the sanctification of the family and other matters. He said it would not be required of me to write down at this time, as he would ask this of me at a later date. Our Lady and Saint Joseph also spoke to me concerning the subject of similarity and also about the divine indwelling. Okay, so what does this mean? And how do we summarize this powerful message of Saint Joseph, which has an imprimatur by the local bishop and the encouragement of Archbishop Burke previously of St. Louis, now of the Roman Rota, of the Apostolic Signatura? These things. Number one, that Joseph is to be honored like no one except our Blessed Mother. Second, only to Mary should the honor in our hearts be designated for Saint Joseph. Secondly, that he's asking for a day that honors his fatherhood so that all fathers can draw strength from the fatherhood of Saint Joseph. Thirdly, there's reference of First Wednesday devotions to St. Joseph, that on the first Wednesday of each month that we would pray the joyful mysteries, but meditating on the role of Joseph in the Holy Family. And also we would receive Holy Communion on first Wednesdays, mindful of how Joseph received the Christ child, the infant Jesus, for the first time. My friends, this is no lose grace. These are win-win elements. And we pray that the Church will soon incorporate these things. In the meanwhile, we live them in our hearts. Let's ourselves make a commitment to honor Saint Joseph on the first Wednesday of each month, again with the joyful mysteries, to receive Holy Communion, asking Saint Joseph on the best way that we can reverence our Lord and properly receive him in our hearts. And let's pray that a feast day for Saint Joseph under his fatherhood would be brought to the Church at this time. This is Mark Miravalli with Maricast saying thank you. Honor Saint Joseph. It'll make our mother happy. God bless.